hint, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week at the Pavilion Theatre in the fine city of Glasgow. In the 1950s, central Glasgow became notorious for its street crime. The most prolific pickpocket, Wee Jimmy Johnson, was eventually caught red-handed by a Constable McVee, who dragged Johnson the length of Sockeyhull Street, past Buchanan Street, along D.L. Street, down Buccleuch Street, all the time beating him about the head with his truncheon, and into Rose Street, where he took out his pocketbook and charged him. Asked in court why he'd done that, Constable McVee explained that he knew how to spell Rose Street. The illusionist Henry McIlvenny worked the variety halls and bars of Glasgow in the 1950s. McIlvenny also discovered the secret to becoming invisible when he passed the hat round in a Parkhead pub. The ancestors of the movie star John Barrymore emigrated to America from here in the 1850s, and his granddaughter, Drew Barrymore, recently visited to unveil a plaque on the old family home. Now in her 40s, she still keeps her supermodel figure, which she puts down to Diet Coke and exercise, with a comma between diet and coke. When earlier this year it was discovered that carbon emissions from Glasgow and its surrounding towns will eventually put much of northern England under floodwater, the Scottish Environment Agency immediately sprang into not giving a toss. Glaswegians were recently excited by rumours of a new theme park opening here, but it turns out Disneyland Glasgow refers to a Scottish budget airline. Glasgow's Prestwick Airport is famous, as it was visited by Elvis Presley in 1960 when he made a short stopover on his way back from serving in the army in Germany. Elvis never came back to Britain again and passed away in 1977 in the toilet. But he's not the last visitor here to have died on his arse. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Fred McCauley. And on my right, Tony Hawks and Susan Cullman. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever-fragrant Samantha. Well, we start this week with a look at the world of literature. A visit to a bookshop is one of life's great pleasures, although it can be confusing. Earlier today in Glasgow Waterstones, Samantha tells us she asked for Fanny Burney and was directed to the medical section. In this round, I'll ask the teams to suggest book titles that would have been substantially different if just one letter was mistakenly added to the title. Barry, you can start.
50 Shades of Gravy.
Susan.
Angels with Dirty Feces.
Fred.
Hi, Claudius.
Tony.
Angela's Rashes.
Ian Fleming's Dr. Nob.
The Hunt for Fred October.
Five Go Clamping.
Wart and Peace.
Little Fred Riding Hood.
I think you know what I'm up to.
Yeah. Fart from the Madding Crowd.
Finnegan's Awake.
Don Quixote.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stoned.
Tarka the Rotter.
Moby's Dick.
Me, Ian Kampf.
The man with the golden gunk.
Well, it's time now for a musical round, as I ask the teams to play one song to the tune of another. Now, this shouldn't be confused with Andrew Lloyd Webber's greatest hits, one song to the tune of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Scottish listeners may be interested to learn that Colin was the man behind Wet, 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 still Radio Clyde's most accurate three-day weather forecast. So we'll start with you, Barry. I would like you to sing the words of Run, Rabbit, Run to the tune of the theme from Swan Lake.
Farm every Friday. On the farm, it's rabbit pie day. So every Friday that ever comes along, I get up early and sing this song. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, 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 rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Bang, 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 bang. Gone. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Don't give the farmer his fun, fun, fun. He'll get by without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, run, run.
Thank you, Barry. Well, it's you now, Susan. I'd like you to sing the words of I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor to the tune of I Belong to Glasgow.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space.
Thank you, Susan. Well, your turn, Fred. I'd like you to sing the words of There's No One Quite Like Grandma to the tune of Scotland the Brave.
There's no one quite like Grandma, and I know you will agree that she always is a friend to you and a friend to me. There's no one quite like Grandma, she's there in times of need, for it's bedtime on her knee to us a book she'll read. Grandma, we love you. Say there's no one quite like Grandma, she's helped us on our way.
Brett McCauley. You even clap along aggressively, don't you? Finally, Tony, I would like you to sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to the tune of There's a Kind of Hush by the Carpenters.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to come, when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come but. Shoot it in the right direction, maybe making it your intention, oh yeah. Got to hit me, hit me. Oh, hit me with those laser beams, I'm coming, I'm coming, yeah. Relax, don't do it when you want to come.
Well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. In the modern era, it's virtually impossible to misspell words. This is due to the pioneering work of the German etymologist Otto Correct. In this game, each team attempts to exchange unrelated words while the opposing team tries to spot a connection. Susan and Tony, you can start exchanging your words, while Barry and Fred, you should challenge to take over play if you think you've spotted a connection. So, off you go, Susan and Tony.
Phlegm.
Malfeasance.
Hexagonal.
Manky.
Sloth.
Crisps.
Puppet.
Spiral.
Glove.
If that got Barry.
Sorry. Spiral. Spiral glove, Sixes Rock Group. You must remember them.
What was the name of their album?
Fit Like a Glove.
Do you remember how it went, Barry?
Yes.
Go on then.
Fit like a glove. You fit me, darling. You fit me like a glove. My heart is breaking.
Very good.
Thank you, did you know that fit like a glove is actually a question in Aberdeenshire?
Now I'm not sure what you're getting at. So, yes, correct. Yeah, okay, that's I'll accept that challenge. Spiral Glove, the 60s rock group. So over to you, Barry and Fred, to carry on.
Abacus.
Tree line.
Belligerent.
Tugboat.
Susan.
I saw a tugboat that was looking quite belligerent the other day. It wasn't doing what it was meant to, so I believe a tugboat as a personification of a boat can be belligerent. Thank you.
Can be. How could you tell the tugboat wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing, was it?
Because the sailor, if that's the right term, was looking quite annoyed and shouting, "The other way! The other way!"
Well, she's actually right. I saw that as well. It was pushing.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred. It's nice to see someone playing the game with honesty. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll accept that. I'll accept that. So over to you, Susan and Tony.
Velvet.
Carnage.
You got their album as well, have you?
Wasn't me.
It was Fred, actually.
It was Fred.
Fred.
It's a nightclub on the Fulham Road.
Velvet Carnage. And what sort of nightclub is it? Is it?
It's one of these places where women will dance in front of you semi-naked for 20, however much it costs. No idea, but I've heard about it.
The thing is, to be fair, that can happen in Buchanan Street bus station as well.
I was going to say pounds, not pens.
So, Velvet Carnage, you say, is
that? Yes,
a place where you go for a belligerent tugboat. So, yeah, I accept your challenge, Fred and Barry.
Diagram.
Stairwell.
Tony, straight in there.
Well, you can't have a stairwell, build it, without a diagram of it to start with. I mean, they go together like glove and velvet.
Yeah.
If you walk down the stairs to the dressing rooms in this building, they were never on a diagram.
That's right.
Right, we'll do one that's 9 inches, then one at 6 inches, another one at 10 inches.
Yeah. It's all right if you're sober, Fred. So I'll give that to you, Tony and Susan. Yes, that's over to you two. Oh, but there goes the gong, which tells us it's the end of the game, so we won't know what you were going to come up with next, Tony and Susan, nor will we know who won. So on to the next round, which celebrates all things Scottish. Greenock gave the world James Watt and his steam engine. Alloway gave the world Robert Burns and his poetry. And Glasgow gave the world the secure online money transfer system, PayPal Pal. Teams, I have before me a selection of unfinished Scottish quotes from various sources, and your job is to complete them. All right, so maybe we'll start with you, Fred. Here are some words of Nicola Sturgeon. I've never had a voice coach, but I am about to name drop horrendously here. I did once get some advice on how to project my voice from Sean Connery. He said, it's all about where you...
shit. Chamber. Oh, yes. It's all about where you shit in the chamber. Don't...
he said it's all about where you breathe. Susan, view, this is James VI of Scotland and James I of England on smoking. It is a custom loathsome to the eye, hateful to the nose, harmful to the brain, dangerous to the lungs, and in the black, stinking fume thereof, nearest resembling the horrible Stygian smoke of the pit that is...
Muirfield Golf Course.
It's the pit that is bottomless, in fact, is what he said. Barry, some words for you from Rod Stewart. If there's one thing I've learned about women, which I try to pass on to my boys, it's...
They don't like being passed on to my boys.
It's listening. Listen to the other side of the story first. Finally, Tony, some words from a commercial for Baxter's Soup. You'd have to go to extreme lengths to find a better cock.
Mr. Hawks.
It's extreme lengths to find a better cocker leaky soup. Okay, well, here are some for any of you to have a go at. From Macbeth, this. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
Well, that'll be Friday then.
It's creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. Rod Stewart again. My shows are like having a climax. It's like having an incredible natural climax. And then suddenly it's... then suddenly it's all finished and you don't know what to do next. Gordon Brown. They should never have put me with that woman. She was just a sort of bigoted woman who...
happens to live in a palace.
She was just a sort of bigoted woman who said she used to be Labour. Dundee, one city, many...
clinics.
Many discoveries. Miss Hooley from Ballymore. So what's the story in Ballymore? Well, today in Ballymore it's a sunny day and everyone here is...
topless!
...is busy going to work and school. Here's Sean Connery. Perhaps I'm not a good actor, but I would be even worse at...
systems analysis.
At doing anything else. Some words of Jim Taggart. There's been a...
sail at Lidl. I got a canoe.
There's been a murder. Finally, it's McVitie's penguin. Pick up a...
prostitute.
You're better behaved when Graham's here. I don't know. Answer, that was penguin. This next round is a musical one and entitled Karaoke Cokie. Scotland has produced many great singers, including, of course, Rod Stewart, who was born in the Bonnie Glens of North London. Interestingly, Rod's life story is soon to be made into a film, Brave Hertfordshire. OK, for this game, teams, our audience here in Glasgow have each been issued with a kazoo. And Colin will provide the introduction to a song, which the audience will then play on their kazoos. You should buzz in, teams, if you think you can identify the song that they are playing. But if your guess is wrong, the audience must pick up again from where they left off. So are you ready for this, audience? Just to let you know, that was quite aggressive. I know you don't know you're doing it, but the title of your first song will now be relayed to you via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Flower of Scotland. Flower of Scotland.
So if you're ready, off you go, please, Colin. Susan.
That was amazing. And I think that was the most glorious rendition of Flower of Scotland.
Flower of Scotland.
Okay, well, very well done. It was indeed Flower of Scotland. You're in very good voice tonight, Glasgow. I've never heard people swearing into a kazoo like that. Let's try another one. Here's a further song title for you, the audience. Ready, teams?
Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
So once again, Colin will give the introduction, and then you should pick up from where he... Thank you, Colin. Fred.
Clearly, there's something wrong with the digital display. That, once again, is Flower of Scotland.
It wasn't Flower of Scotland. I think you came in... In fairness, I think there's rather too many of you playing, and you made the bold decision to play it in the round, which didn't help. So I think we should just... We'll cut it down in numbers a little bit now. We're just those of you in the upper circle. Upper circle, please. I'll count you in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Susan.
Is it Taylor Swift, Shake It Off?
It wasn't. The air is very thin up there, in fairness. So it's quite difficult. Let's reduce it. I think we need fewer people playing for us to hear it more clearly. Let's just say, just moderate drinkers only. maybe not. Okay, just... Yes, Tony.
Was that all by myself?
Sister Mary giving us a lovely rendition.
And she doesn't even have a kazoo.
Let's not go there, Fred. Okay, we've had the upper circle. Now it's time just the stalls. Just the stalls.
Hey, come on, people.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Tony.
Donald, where's me trousers?
Just see up in the upper circle, that must be pretty hard to take. More money and more talent. Life can be like that. Well, it is very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time... just time to fit in a quick round of Scott's Songbook. Samantha informs me she's a fan of all things Caledonian and has only recently returned from a Scottish walking holiday. In just a week, she managed to bag 3 Munros, 2 McDoodles, and a delighted McTavish. Teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to be popular with an audience of Scots. So, Fred, you could start, please.
Living Next Door to Alec.
Tony.
Can You Feel the Fourth?
Susan.
Like a Sturgeon.
Barry.
Fly Me to Dunoon.
Hold Me Closer, Ya Wee Dancer.
I just called to say Isle of You.
You've lost that govern feeling.
I've got another Elton John one. Pure Rocket Man.
Well, one by the Stranglers, Gordon Brown.
We all live near a Trident submarine.
If I had a hammer, I'd toss it in the morning.
Sunday Bloody Herald.
Jambalaya, aye, 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 aye.
Shiny Happy Peebles.
Cabers, everybody needs good cabers.
Pishing on a Star.
Is you is or is you ain't from Paisley?
I'm a Bobby girl.
Walk like a Glaswegian.
Hit me, baby, one more time and I'll break your f***ing jaw.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the vicious wind of time whistles up the real Scotsman's kilt of eternity and the scrotal sack of serenity puckers beneath the sporran of existence, I see it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Glasgow, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Tony Hawkes, Susan Kalman and Fred McCauley were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.